It's funny what spurs the mind to think of or remember things. A Facebook friend, here in Dillingham, recently posted photos from the dock area downtown. The photos are of beluga whales, close to the dock and in fair numbers, or so it seemed to me. For whatever reason, this triggered in me memories of when my oldest daughter was perhaps 4 years old. Do you see where I'm going with this? Well, let me help you out. His name is Rafi, and the first lines of perhaps his most famous song go as follows. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Now I find myself walking into the post office, or looking for food at AC, and I'll be either humming or singing that, not that I want to. Rafi, by the way, is still alive and well and living in British Columbia. He was born in Egypt, of Armenian descent, and his family moved to Toronto when he was young. He's been a Canadian ever since, and has made a modestly famous life for himself as a children's singer and environmental advocate. Still, I'd just as soon his song leave my head and not come back anytime soon. The topic of his song, though, well, that's a topic that's certainly worthy of this show, the beluga whale. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, education specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. The first belugas I ever saw was a pod of belugas swimming in Cook Inlet, from a view above them as we descended into Anchorage. The contrast of the color of the whales with that muddy watercolor of the water of Cook Inlet made for a cool image, and I was at a window seat in the right position to really appreciate the view. And it's no coincidence that that friend of mine was able to get pictures. They're pretty darn common to our local waters. In fact, belugas are found around a great deal of the Northern Hemisphere. They are common across many parts of Alaska, Canada, Greenland, and Russia. They have been found as far south as the St. Lawrence River between Canada and the United States, and the Amur River Delta between China and Russia. Belugas are medium-sized, toothed whales, belonging to a whale group that also includes sperm whales, killer whales, dolphins, and porpoises. They are also called white whales, though only older adults are actually white. At birth, they are a dark grayish blue and go on to turn lighter and lighter in color over the course of their lives, achieving a white color by their 10th year, give or take a bit. In fact, the word comes from the Russian word for white. While individual belugas can reach 20 feet in length, most males around Alaskan waters are 15 feet or so and weigh something like 1,500 to 2,000 pounds. Females are smaller, coming in at about 3/4 of that in size. The blubber layer on an adult beluga can reach 5 inches thick. As a result, they appear to be a bit more rotund and perhaps a bit less sleek than their cousins, the porpoises and dolphins. The dorsal fin, found on most whales, is nothing more than a low ridge along the back's midline. The head has an unusual bulging appearance to it at the top, with a small beak at the bottom. Adults sport a total of 40 pointy teeth, befitting a predatory marine mammal. In the spring, belugas move to their summer grounds, typically bays, estuaries, and other shallow inlets. As its summer locations begin to fill with ice during the fall, they move away from shore for winter. Most travel in the direction of the advancing ice pack and stay close to the edge for the winter months. Others stay under the ice pack, surviving by finding patches of open water in the ice or air pockets under the ice in which they can surface to breathe. A beluga's uncanny ability to find those thin slivers of open water within a dense ice pack that may cover more than 96% of the ocean surface remains a mystery to scientists. It's not uncommon for belugas to travel up large rivers, such as the Yukon here in Alaska, and they appear to be unaffected by the lack of salt found farther up such rivers. A few examples will serve to bear this out. In 1982, a group of whales was seen at Tanana, some 750 miles from the mouth of the Yukon River, and a single adult was seen above Rampart, 80 miles further upstream still. In 1993, 4 belugas were seen near Fort Yukon. On June 9th of 2006, the carcass of a young beluga was found in the Tanana River near Fairbanks, over 1,000 miles from the ocean. Also, tagged belugas have been known to migrate over great distances. One of the biggest probabilities for the way upriver travel is that they are following one of their major food sources, salmon, as the fish move into freshwater streams. Regarding food habits, belugas feed on a variety of schooling fish, including herring, smelt, cod, salmon, flatfishes, and sculpins. Octopus, squid, shrimp, crabs, and clams are also on the menu, though to a lesser degree. While belugas are capable of dives to nearly 3,000 feet in search of food, most feeding dives only last for a few minutes and take place in less than 100 feet. In winter, satellite-tagged belugas have been known to travel great distances under the sea ice in search of food, sometimes as far as several hundred miles from the nearest known open water. Belugas breed in March or April, and the total gestation period is a bit over 14 months. The calves are born in May or July, and near summer concentration areas. A single calf is born, emerging tail first. Baby belugas, perhaps not quite as small as some probably picture with the Rafi song lyrics, are about 5 feet long at birth and weigh over 100 pounds. The baby is guided to the surface and watched closely by the mother for a period of time. Belugas can take as long as 10 years or more to sexually mature, and adult females produce, on average, one calf every 3 years. In the wild, they sometimes live to be as much as 70 or 80 years old, though half that is probably a more realistic number. Belugas are gregarious whales and can sometimes travel in groups of up to 1,000 animals, though smaller groups of 5 to 10 are far more common. Belugas have been seen to swim 4 to 6 animals abreast, rolling simultaneously to breathe, giving them the look of a well-practiced, synchronized swimming team. Also, they're very vocal whales, producing a wide assortment of sounds that they use to navigate, hunt, and communicate. Exact population numbers are not known, but it's thought that there are very distinct population groups around the world. 5 such populations live in Alaskan waters: Cook Inlet, Bristol Bay, Bering Sea, Eastern Chukchi, and Beaufort. Although no physical barriers exist between these populations, genetic data suggests that the populations do not interbreed. With regards to these specific populations, the Beaufort, Chukchi, Bering, and Bristol Bay populations are considered to be both healthy and stable. The Cook Inlet population experienced a sharp decline in the mid-90s and then stabilized at lower numbers. Belugas face a number of possible mortality causes, from predators to hunting to mass strandings to entrapment. They're harvested by Alaskan natives in several places, with as many as 300 per year being harvested. Mass strandings and ice entrapments are thought to be a major source of death with belugas. They are also sometimes stranded on tidal flats when tides retreat too quickly. And although they seem to spend much of their time under sea ice during the winter, they can be vulnerable to ice entrapments. Winds or cold snaps can close up openings or cracks that belugas are using, leading to this particular cause of death. Polar bears find trapped belugas and pull them out of the water when they surface to breathe. Also, they have been observed being targeted by killer whales. Entanglement in commercial gill nets is still another cause of death. The bottom line? Being a dozen or more feet in length and a couple thousand pounds doesn't always keep you out of trouble in the natural world. Here's a few other cool tidbits about belugas. That white color may make them stand out at times, such as when I saw them in Cook Inlet, but it's a dandy camouflage for when they're hunting around pack ice. Belugas have the ability to swim backwards, and their talents with movement don't stop there. The vertebrae in a beluga's neck isn't fused, so they have the unusual ability to turn their heads up, down, and side to side. Speaking of their heads, they have a prominent, bulbous forehead. It gives them kind of a goofy look, in my opinion. That forehead is called a melon. Seriously, that's the name. They can change the shape of their melons by blowing air around their sinuses. Why would they want to do that? It's an aid in echolocation when they're hunting and communicating. In 2009, a captive beluga whale rescued an endangered participant of a free diving competition by pushing the participant to the surface. Kind of a white aquatic 2,000-pound lassie. In my time in Dillingham, it seems like beluga sightings near town and the dock happen with some degree of regularity. Given their population status around Bristol Bay, that's probably not likely to change. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.